here we go. Okay, so if you look in, so this is Parsha Bo, yeah? So we know that we're holding now by the second shlav of the Makos, like we said the other night. And this week's Parsha is Arbe, Choshech, and Makas Bechoros. Yeah? So, when we come to Choshech, it goes like this. So it's in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So, V'yomar Hashem al Moshe, Nete Yadcha al Shmaim, V'hi Choshech al Eretz Yitzrayim, V'yamesh Choshech. Right? So what's V'yamesh Choshech? So when Rashi says there, that V'yamesh Choshech, he quotes a Medrash, a Gada, that says that what? It was like a tangible darkness. It was thick, it was Av. That you felt it. It was a Gashmistic type of Choshech. So we see right off the bat, this Choshech isn't a normal Choshech. There's something going on here that's different than normal. Right? And the whole Indian, we know that the Mitzrayim were stuck. And then if you go to Pesukim later, it says, Lo ro ish esachiv, V'lo kamu ish mitachtav, shloshes yamim, right? They were stuck for 3 days. They didn't move. U'lechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshvosam. But for Klal Yisrael, it was different. While the Mitzrayim were living in this Choshech, for Klal Yisrael, it was or b'moshvosam. They were living with or. So we have to try to understand a little bit that what's going on here with this Choshech. It's Choshech, but it's not even a regular Choshech. It's a tangible Choshech. It's in a very, very, a super intense Choshech. Yet also, there's or here. But dafka for Klal Yisrael, there's or. So what's going on over here? So Siyat Shmaya, just try to share Hashkafa now for the Zman we're in of a lot going on. So the night, we're holding by Shvat. So we're never coming to, we have to get ready for Tu B'Shvat. So we know that the beauty of Tu B'Shvat is that Tu B'Shvat, like Rav Matl has a beautiful Torah, is Shloshim Yom Kodem Purim. And like we said the other night, that this Zman now, every 15 days you have something. You have Tu B'Shvat, 15 days later, Adar, 30 days, right? Purim, Pesach, Pesach Sheni, Lag Bomer, Shavuos. So there's a lot going on here. So why Dafka? What can we learn from Choshech in this week's Parsha? Yeah, take it with us. So here we go. Yeah? So it's very interesting because we speak about Tu B'Shvat and we get very excited for Tu B'Shvat. That's the day of the trees, right? It's like the Simcha of the trees, and we're celebrating the trees. Then this and that. But sitting here in New York, if you were to go outside right now, and in also probably 11 days from now, there's not one leaf on the tree. The trees are naked and they're dead. There's nothing going on. How would you, meaning? You know, imagine you came to Kala on the day of her wedding, and she wasn't like, or a chassan on the day of her wedding, and they weren't like dressed for their wedding. They looked like terrible. You know what I mean? Like, the chassan just looked like he got out of bed, right? The Kala's not dressed like a Kala, and doesn't like, look like she doesn't have her makeup on, right? And the chassan doesn't have his, not wearing a tie, he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. You'd be like, this is not how you dress for your day. Right? For a chassan and Kala, their wedding is like their Rosh Hashanah, it's their beginning. You would say that, oh, you have to get dressed up. So if you're going to go outside to the trees, even in Eretz Yisrael, the trees are dead. That's Bechina, the trees are sitting in Choshech. So what's the deal that we're celebrating this day of the trees? Make it in the summer. Make Tu B'Shvat during Tu B'Av, where the trees are beautiful. So what's going on? So we know is that the Simcha of Tu B'Shvat is like the Gemara says, it's that the Sraf is Ola Be'ilon. Is that the sraf, the sap, is ola. The sraf, it's not that you don't see on the chitzonius. You don't see on the chitzonius that there's or. But what's going on is that the inyan is chevra, is that the inyan that's going on here, is that what? It's that the sap on the inside. It's the sraf on the inside. Is that on the outside, yes, the tree is dead, and it looks like it's dead, and it looks like nothing's going on. But on the inside, it's cooking. Which is a bechina of what of the chol b'nei Yisrael haya or, Bin Moshvosam, in where Klal Yisrael was. There was or there. And that's the inyan of Tu B'Shvat is a time of what? It's that, it's the or mitocha choshech. Like we know the Zohar says. Zohar says, Leis nehora ela b'go chashecha, ela migo chashecha. That there's no or unless it comes out from choshech. Is that you don't appreciate or unless it comes out from choshech. And that's the inyan that Tu B'Shvat comes to show to us. Is that what? That it's or, but it's mitocha choshech, which is the greatest or there is. And that's getting us ready for Purim. Because what's Purim? Purim is Or Mitoch HaChoshech. Lehudim HaYisa Ora is Purim. Ora. How many times is Hashem name mentioned in the whole Megillah? 0 times. So it seems to be that the Megillah is Choshech. So all of a sudden the Megillah says Lehudim HaYisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sasim Yikar? It's yes. Why? Because it's the Or Mitoch HaChoshech. And that's what Tu B'Shvat comes to teach us. Is that what? Behind the scenes, there's the Yesh Or. That's why Api Remez, you take Tu B'Shvat, so Tes Vav Shvat. So Tes Vav is 15, and it's Tu B'Shvat. So Tes Vav is 15, B'Shvat is 313. So 313 plus 15, so Tu B'Shvat is the Gematria 328, Gematria exactly Choshech. Because Tu B'Shvat is a day that what? It teaches you what's really going on here with the Choshech. Haya Or B'Moshvosa. Is that really what's going on behind the scenes? Tu B'Shvat comes to tell you that within this Choshech, that's where Tu B'Shvat comes. Tu B'Shvat says, that's where I shine greatest. Dafka within the Choshech. And it's very nice. Because what do we say? You have to go, the Or Mitocha Choshech, you have to go within the Choshech. So let's take the word Choshech B'Miloy. So if you take Ches, so the Miloy of Ches, right? Ches is spelled Ches Tuf. So the Miloy of Ches is the letter Tuf. So Tuf is 400. Of Shin is Yud and Nun. That's 60, so it gives you 460. Of Chaf is Pei, so it gives you 80. So if you add up Tuf plus Yud Vav plus Yud Nun plus Pei is Gematria 540, so that's Choshech B'Miloy. So the Miloy of Choshech is 540, is B'Gematria Or Choshech. Is that what? Because hidden within that Choshech is Or. So the Miloy of Choshech is what? Choshech Or. Or Or Choshech. And it also happens to be like the Basayan says often, is that Or plus Choshech is Gematria Yisrael. Because that's where Yisrael shines brightest. Is that Dafka within the Choshech, there's Or. And that's the Indian of Klai Yisrael. Is that behind the scenes, that what? Yesh Or. There's Or there. And it's very nice. Because if you look at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where it starts to speak about different Rosh Hashanahs of the year, on Tishrei, on Nisan, on El, and then it says that it's Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, that Rosh Hashanah L'Ilan. So Beis Shammai paskins that Rosh Hashanah L'Ilan is Aleph Shvat, and Beis Hillel paskins that it's Tesvav of Shvat, 15th of Shvat. But if you look at the Gemara, it's very interesting, because what? We know that it's what? It's Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos, right? We always read it like that. That's Rosh Hashanah of the trees. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Le'ilan. A singular. Le'ilan. What's going on here? Why is this? What's the meaning of this Ilan? So we know in a little bit of Panemius, we know that Ilan's not just Stam and Ilan. We know one of the magical numbers in Gematria is the number 91. You know, Malach is Gematria 91. Sukkah is Gematria 91. A lot of Inyanim is Gematria 91. Amen is Gematria 91. But also, Elon is Gematria 91 also. So what else is Gematria 91? So we know this is a claw from the Zohar Kaddish, and Ben Yishchai speaks about this in Maseches Sukkah, is that the Zohar says that Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, Kach Shechal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah. The Zohar says that the Shem Shemayim is on the Sukkah. So obvious question, what does that mean, the Shem Shemayim is on the Sukkah? Because the Zohar says, if you take the Gematria of Sukkah, so Samich Vav, Chaf Hey is Gematria what? It's Gematria 91 is the Gematria Hashem's names that we know Hashem. We know Hashem's name and how it's written is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but how we say it is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So therefore, he says that Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Gematria 91 also, and that's the pshat. That's the sod here that's going on. Rosh Hashanah LeElon. Elon is a rem as to what is the Yichud of Havaya and Adnus. Now, we spoke about before that the Indian of Choshech and Or is that you have to go into the Panemius. So it's very nice, because if you look at the letters of Sukkah, I think that the Zohar says this, I know the Ben Yishchai for sure says this, is I look at the letters of Sukkah, so what are the letters that are on the outside? Samich and Hey. And what are the letters that are on the inside? Chaf and Vav. What it represents is that Samich Hey is Gematria Aleph Dal Nun Yud, the Shem Hashem Adnus, and Chav Vav, which is in the middle, is Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what that's telling us is that the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud represents the Chitzonius, because that's how we say it, that's how it's set out. But the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Chav Vav in the middle, that represents the Pneumius, the Or within the Chitzonius. So Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, so it's representing something much deeper. Elon is the Indian what? It's a Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud. And it works very nice. Why? Because that means that the Yichud of Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud, is a Yichud of what? Of Pnimius and Chitzonius. Of Nigla and Nister. And that's what Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan is all about. Is that what? That the Choshech, that you find the Or within the Choshech. That Elon's Begematria Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. It's to find that Or within the Choshech. And that's what Tu B'Shvat's all about. to reveal that or within the Choshech. That's very nice. Because this is the whole Inyan of Shabbos Kodesh. It's actually very interesting because if you look, when we come to Havdalah of Motzi Shabbos, we say something very interesting. We say a certain thing. We say, Amavdil, and then we get to the last bracha. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Amavdil, Bein Kodesh Lechol. And now listen to the next three things we say. Bein Or Lechoshach, Bein Yisrael La'amim, Bein Yom HaShvi L'Shishis Me'em Asa. Is that what are the three things that are connected? Or, that the difference between Or and Choshech is the same difference between Yisrael and the Amim. It's the same difference between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. So that's why it makes sense here. That what? That the Pasuk would say, Vayamesh Choshech is to the Mitzrayim. But all of a sudden, that same Choshech is what Lucho Yisrael Haya Or B'Mosh Vosam. Which shows that what the difference between Or and Choshech is the same Indian as Yisrael and Amim. That's the difference. But also, what's another thing that's connected to the difference between Or and Choshech is Shabbos versus 6 days of the week. We know that Shabbos Kodesh obviously is the pnimius of the 6 days of the week. Shabbos Kodesh is what gives chiyus to the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week is called the Yimei HaChol. Chol is a lesson of holy, of sick. That when a person's sick, you see that they don't shine. There's no shine to them. And that's the Indian of Shabbos Kodesh, is the Ner Shabbos. Everything about Shabbos is the Or. The Or of Shivasi of Sheish Mei Abrashis is called the Or of Shabbos. Berchu b'ner, you give a bracha to the Ner of Shabbos. That's why it's very nice, because there's a beautiful remez from the B'nai Sassar. It says the following. Is that the Indian is that also there's two parts to Torah. Is that we know with Torah, is that there's the Nigla of Torah, the revealed part aspect of Torah, and the hidden part of Torah. So the B'nai Sassar says a beautiful remez, is that we know that we also have Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, but we could say it a different way also. Is that we have Pnimius HaTorah and we have Niglas HaTorah. So we know that the two Shemos of Hashem we said before are Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dad Nun Yud. So Aleph Dad Nun Yud represents the Nigla, what's revealed, what we say. And Yud Kei Vav Kei is going to represent what? The Pnimius of Torah. So it's nice because if you take Gematria, you have Torah is 611 plus Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Pnimius HaTorah. Plus Aleph Dal Nun Yun, which is the Niglas HaTorah. So you get what? You get 611 and you have 91. So if you take what's Gematria? 611 plus 91. No? 702 is Gematria exactly Shabbos. Because that's the Indian. Is that Shabbos comes and reveals that what? Torah? There's Nigla and there's Nister. It represents the Pnimius of Torah. But that what? Not just that there's Pnimius, but it represents the Yichud. That in the Nigla is also the Nister. That's why Reb Nachman says a remez, and others far him say this, is that if you want to know what's the difference between the Torah of Shabbos and the Torah of the week. So far him say like this. You say that if you take the Rosh Tevos, what we say when we come into Kabbalah Shabbos, we say the following pasuk. We say, Hishtachavu la'ashem behadras kodesh. We say that twice in Kabbalah Shabbos. So Reb Nachman says, if you take the Rosh Tevos of Hishtachavu is hey, la'ashem is lamid, behadras is beis, kodesh is kuf. So what does that give you? You have a hey, lamed, beis, kuf, spells Kabbalah. Because that's the name of Shabbos. Shabbos time for Kabbalah. It's time to learn Pnimius HaTorah. But it's interesting because we also say in Kabbalah Shabbos, we say, Hariyu LaHashem Kol HaAretz. Hariyu LaHashem, that Hashem should light up, that Hariyu LaHashem Kol HaAretz. That Hariyu LaHashem, so if you take the Rosh Tevos of Hariyu is hey, LaHashem is lamed, Kol is chaf, HaAretz is hey, spells halacha. Which is the Nigla HaTorah. But Shabbos is that Yichud of what? Of Nigla and Nister. It's revealing the Or within the Choshech. Not that Nigla HaTorah is Choshech, but we know that. But Machashakim Hoshivani. Like it says, Zu Talmud Bavli. Is that revealed in Choshech? But the Shabbos comes and lights up the Choshech. It lights up the world of Nigla. That what? It brings a Yichud to the Nigla and Nister of what we do. And that's the meaning of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is that Or. It's that Or that lights up the Shishis Yamim. It gives the chiyus to the Sheishis Yamin. And that's the Niv Shabbos Kodesh. But we know that we're coming to Purim. And Purim is also a day, it says, the Niv Amalek came, Hechshichu in name Shal Yisrael, just as Yavan tried to do. So too Amalek is the Niv of Choshech. Now it's very nice. There's a beautiful remez that goes like this. If you take the word Choshech, so we know we have three klipos. We have the klipa of Yishmal, we have a klipa of Esav, and we have the klipa of Amalek. So, Yishmal is Ramsat Din Vayachamor. Like the Gemara Nida points out, is that what? When Avram Vinu is going up to Akedah Yitzchak with Yitzchak, and he says to Yishmal and Eliezer, says, Shvulachem Poem Achamor, Vani Vanar Nelchadko. Shashulachem Poem Achamor. He says, you guys stay here with the Chamor. So the Gemara Nida says, Am Hadom Lechamor. So even though it's a machlokes that the Gemara says it might only be talking about Eliezer, that he's Dom Lechamor because he's a Kanani, but a lot of Sfarim say, no, it's talking about Yishmal also. Is that what? Am Hadom Lechamor. So Yishmal is compared to a Chamor. And what's the Indian of Esav? We know that Esav in Sfarim is compared to a Shor. That's why the Indian, who's the one who takes down Esav, is Yosef. Right? We know that the second that Yosef is born at Beis Lavan, Yaakov says, okay, nope, let's pack up, we're going. Why? Because Yosef is a Shor B'Kedusha who could stand up to the Shor B'Klipa. And that's the Indian of Edom. And what does Amalek represent? Amalek represents what? It's like we say like this. We say in Mizmor Chaf Beis and Tehillim, which is what Esther Malka said before she went into the house of Achashverosh. Keli Keli Lama Zaftani. So Esther Hamalka says the following. Hatzila Mecherev Nafshi Miyad Kelev Yechidasi. She says, save me from the cherev, from the sword, from the dog. So if you take the Rosh Tevos of Hatzila Mecherev Nafshi, what do you get? So Hatzila is Hey, Mecherev is Mem, Nafshi is Nun, what does that spell? Haman. Hatzila, Hey, Mecherev, Mem, Nafshi, Haman. And what are the next words? Miyad Kelev Yechidasi, from the Kelev, which shows that Haman is compared to a Kelev. That's what we're going to see next week's parsha in B'Shalach. When Amalek attacks us, what's the mashal that Rashi gives? That it's like the father is holding his son, and the dog comes to bite him. That what Amalek is compared to a dog, a Kelev. So it's very nice. Because what are the three klipos? So Yishmal is compared to a Chamor. Esav is compared to a Shor. And Amalek is compared to a Kelev. So if you take the Rashi tables of Chamor, Shor, Kelev, what do you get? Choshech. That's the Choshech. But we said before, who else is Choshech? We know that at the beginning of creation, it says, Ha'aretz ha'isa tov v'avo v'choshech al pnei tom. So it's a tohu, this galus, vavo, this galus. It says choshech zu yavan. That yavan is the inyan of choshech, right? The inyan of Chanukah comes to light up the choshech. So we have four klipas here. We have four galuses here. We have the chamor of Yishmal. We have the shor of Esav of Edom. We have the kelev of Amalek, which spells choshech. And then we have yavan, which is choshech itself. So Moshe Tzvi said Givaldigram as recently. He says, so now if you take the gematria of Yishmael plus Edom plus Amalek plus Yavan is the gematria 808. So we know that in Sofitz, we know that Chaf Sofit is gematria 500. So Yishmael, Edom, Amalek, Yavan, gematria 808 is gematria exactly Choshech. Because this is the inyan of these klipos, of our enemies, that they try to bring choshech upon us, and not let us tap into kedusha, not let us tap into the or. They try to block out that choshech. They try to block out the or. And similarly, we see by Chanukah, we said, I think you were there one night, right? That by Chanukah, where do you light your Chanukah candles? By the Rishus HaRabim. We light it by the Rishus HaRabim. Because we said the other day, is that what to light up the Rabim? What does Rabim stand for? Resh is Romi, Beis is Bavel, Yud is Yavan, and Mem is Madai, which is the Arba Galiuses that Klal Yisrael goes through, to light up that Choshech. But this is the Indian also, is that everything that our enemies try to do to us is load us up with Choshech, try to block us out, try to block out our eyes. Hechshichu Eneim Shal Yisrael. But that's the Indian that we have, these unbelievable Yom Tovim. We have Chanukah. What's Chanukah all about? Chanukah is about what? It's that Nair within the Choshech. Tu Bishvat is Begematria Choshech. Purim is what? Is Lahu de Maisa Ora Vasimcha Vasasmikar. Then we're going to come to Pesach. What's Pesach all about? Or La Arba Asar. That's the beginning to Mesechus Pesachim, is Or La Arba Asar. It calls the Laila, it calls it Or. And we know the whole Indian of what's the remez to Leil Seder? Laila Ki Yom Yair. It was a night that was full of light. And then what's the next Chag after Pesach? Is Lag Ba'Omer. Lag BaOmer, what the Or of Rashbi, the fire of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Or of the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar is the Indian, Zohar means Or. And then what's the next Chag after Lag BaOmer? Is Shavuos. What's the name of Shavuos? Is Matan Torah. La'ehudim ha'isa Or v'simcha. Ora zu Torah. Torah is Lashon of Or. It's Or, it's the Or that lights up Klal Yisrael. We know that HaTorah, we said this over Hanukkah, that HaTorah is Begimatria, Ner Hanukkah or Haganus. Because or the light of Shavuos is the or of one of Torah. But everything that we have is all about this or. Because what do our enemies try to do is they try to block out our or. They try not to let us shine brightly. But that's the thing we have to magbir with or. They try to block out the or. They try to be magbir choshech. But our goal is to light up that or. But to know that what, not b'derech chitzonius, b'derech primius. And that's what Tu B'Shvat. Because once you have Tu B'Shvat, boom, you have Tu B'Shvat, 30 days after Tu B'Shvat, Purim. 30 days after Purim this year, Purim Katan is Purim again. 30 days after Purim is Pesach. 30 days after Pesach is what? Is Pesach Sheni. 3 days after Pesach Sheni is Lag BaOmer. Right after that is Shavuos. But Tu B'Shvat is what gets it started. But with Ashkafa, that what? If you look at the trees, yes. The trees are Malei Choshech and they look like they're dead. But that's why Klal Yisrael, we're not a nation of Chitonius. That's why Yisrael's Gematria or Choshech. That we have to look within the Choshech and find that or. That's why Tu B'Shvat's Gematria Choshech, to find that or within that Choshech. And then Purim also brings that or. And that's the Indian that we have to work on. Is that what? To realize that Choshech is what is everything that our enemies try to do to us, is load us up with Choshech. But you know how we attack our enemies? You could say, oh, you could say, yeah, there's Choshech here. But I don't get blocked out by that Choshech. I find the or in Moshvosam. That's why we say, L'David Hashem, Ori. Hashem is our Or. Hashem is our Ori. And when a Jew's connected to the Bor Yom, you find the Or everywhere. That's why Hashem is called what? The Or Ein Sof. That's why Ein Sof is the Gematria Or. Because that's everything that a Jew has to work on. Is what? To find that Or. To find that Or wherever you are. Or B'Moshvosam. The Or within the Choshech. So B'Siyat Tishmaya, the Bor Yom should give us the koch to have those eyes to see. Like Eliyahu Navi gave a bracha to the Baal Shem Tov when he was a young child. He gave the bracha to the Baal Shem Tov. He gave him a bracha that what? That you should have the eyes to see. And that opened up the eyes of the Baal Shem Tov to mamish see. And so too here. To realize that what? That the world around us is mamish stuck. Now, unfortunately, Sfarim bring down that what we know, that within the Mak of Choshech, there were a lot of Yidden who were killed also. Why? It was Choshech so that it wouldn't be revealed that the Jews died also. And unfortunately, in this world, a lot of Jews are spiritually getting killed by the Choshech of this Or. Because they don't see the Choshech that the Goyim are trying to put upon us. Because they don't see the Or within. So you have to know that living today, that you know there's two options. There's the Choshech, you can get caught up in what? Yamesh Choshech. Like Reb Nachman points out in the Likutei Maharan, is that what? That it was the Or that was a physical Or. And he says when a Jew gets caught up in the physicality, in the Gashmi of this world, then yes, you're going to get caught in the Choshech. But then Kudah is you have to have the Or of Pnimis. U'lecho Yisrael haya Or b'moshvosam. To work to see that Or within that Choshech. To the Or, to find the Or in everything we do. And with that, we should be zochet to have that day of the Or of Shabbos Kodesh, when it's fully going to be revealed. And like we said before, how we end Shabbos Kodesh going into the week. That you have to mamash say this parody, to say it out loud. Baruch Ta Hashem Okinim Al-Cholam, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, Bein Or L'Choshech, Bein Yisrael L'Amin, Bein Yom HaShvi L'Sheshis Me'amaseh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol, Pshizocha that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos, Umnucha Lachai Ha'olam, and Lekavet Shabbos Kodesh.